Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. I know I said this week we're going to do our position reviews, and then the Antonio Brown thing happened, so we didn't do running backs and wide receivers yet. We're not going to do it today. Today, instead, I'm going to talk to Christopher Carter on his thoughts on the whole Antonio Brown situation, and really today try to focus on how do the Steelers replace Antonio Brown. We can talk about like-for-like wide receivers, and we'll do some of that today with Chris, but I also want to talk about, you know, running back and tight end and some of the other ways this offense can replace Antonio Brown. And, you know, not to say they won't miss a beat. This offense is certainly not going to be as good, but it doesn't have to fall off a cliff. So let's talk to Chris today about how they can make that happen. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Tony Serino. You can find more of this podcast by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts. Search Locked On Steelers. Hit that subscribe button. Make sure you get your daily dose. You can follow me on Twitter at Steeler Country. You can find us on Facebook. Search Locked On Steelers. Hit the like button on the Facebook page, but make sure you also join the Facebook group. And you can also find us on Instagram at Locked On Steelers. All right, let's bring in Christopher Carter of DK Pittsburgh Sports to talk about this whole Antonio Brown situation. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Tony, glad to be back, man.
Yeah, we got a bunch to go over today. Antonio Brown has asked for a trade officially. He pretty much bid farewell to the Steelers via social media. Let's start here. You know, the last 2 months of this situation have seemed surreal at times with some of the reports coming out of, you know, what exactly happened between AB and the Steelers. But and some of the language out there from Art Rooney and Mike Tomlin was, you know, very strong about, you know, having a hard time imagining AB back with this team in training camp. But, you know, everyone kind of eased off over the past couple weeks. You even saw some of the players at the Pro Bowl talk about, you know, how they're hoping that everyone can work this out. Are you surprised that it came to this? Are you surprised that here we are, Antonio Brown has actually asked for this trade?
No, I'm not really, because Antonio Brown has expressed the entire time that he's dismayed with what the Steelers have been and whatever's going on within the locker room. I still think there's a chance he could come back to the team, because with every moment that he gets in the news, I see his trade value drop. I see other teams that are just like, we're not giving you more than a third, more than a fourth for this guy that we know you don't want and he doesn't want you. So why would we give you something of value? Unless it gets into an actual bidding war and there's open communications about what teams are offering, and that works its way up to a first round pick. And if I'm the Steelers, I can't give up the guy for a third or a fourth round pick. It's just, I look at that and I say, it's just, that value is just, it's still too high. And with the cap hit that you're going to be taking. And now there's been people coming out and saying like, oh, well, you could spread it out, you know, over some years and such. But I mean, at the end of the day, you're still going to be missing significant dollars for the 2019 season. And they are in very much a win now mode, especially with the offense. I was on your show and we were talking about, you know, back before the Super Bowl, that I really think that this team needs to revamp its defense heavily. And that's what this offense needed to be about, was getting back a power running game and getting back a solid defense. And if they could use Antonio Brown to trade to get them in that direction, okay. But I mean, if this stuff keeps going on, you know, the court stuff, like, you know, when he didn't show up in traffic court, I don't really care about that. Everyone's trying to make a big deal about that, and that's nothing. But him saying he wants to be traded, him showing up and just not appearing to want to communicate with the Steelers, an organization that has one of the highest reputations across the league, That has to be a red flag to people, and not just in the sense of maybe we don't want it, but in the sense that maybe we can get one over on the Steelers. So, I look at this situation, and you know, the worse that things get, the more I think that, you know, Antonio Brown may get to, you know, they may get to the draft, and the Steelers draft people, and then you're getting closer to June, and he's still on the roster.
Really?
And you're wondering what's going to happen. I'm not saying that's definitely going to happen, but unless the market, I just have this feeling, man, that teams can't be, and I know there's always dumb teams out there, but teams have to be thinking, we're going to hustle the Steelers right now because of this whole situation.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, his value certainly is not what it should be, considering, you know, you talk about the on the field problems that he's had. But you brought up a lot of the off the field problems. And we, you know, the domestic dispute situation from, you know, from earlier in January and all of that. I mean, the guy's got a lot of things on and off the field that, you're right, are driving down his value. I mean, it's only, you know, but like you said, it's only going to take one stupid team. Although you have to imagine the Steelers probably don't, I mean, they're certainly not going to trade him within the their own division. And then, you know, even within their same conference, you don't want to trade him to the Chiefs or someone like that because, like you said, I mean, actually, you said the Steelers are in this midst of a title run. And I know this sounds silly because it's a, we're talking about a 9-win football team that didn't make the playoffs, and yet you and I are going to agree here. This is, I mean, they still are kind of in a title run here.
They're the last team to beat the Super Bowl champions, and the Patriots are very thankful that the Steelers didn't make the playoffs because that was one of the teams that matched up well with them.
Yeah.
I'm right with you on that, man. They are, and without Antonio Brown, they're even more pieces away. But I think a huge part of this is how they move forward into 2019 and see what they can do. But Antonio Brown's everything that's happening right now has flipped a few scripts as far as what they could actually do. I really think that if Antonio Brown, you know, again, I said before in this show, you know, you cannot predict how this dude thinks because he's too crazy. And if he had, I think a level-headed mind, at least the way that I like to think that people should have a level-headed mind, if he really wanted to be traded, he would have shown up in Cincinnati, not said anything, told the ownership behind closed doors, get rid of me. I'm tired of whatever's going on in the organization and I'm not playing for you next year. And tried to work something out that way, because if there was absolutely no drama with Antonio Brown and nobody knew about anything, people would immediately have jumped and said first round pick, top 10 pick, you know, whatever. There would have people clamoring. But ever since he didn't show up in Cincinnati, and then everything else that's transpired since then, he's hurt his own stock, and he's made it more difficult for the Steelers to deal him at a rate that they can actually afford to.
And he also put the Steelers in a really tough position because, you know, what do you do with Antonio Brown? I mean, can you really afford to bring him back next year?
Oh boy,
I just don't see it. I said this last week. You know, I thought after the domestic dispute situation, and you have now those kind of off the field problems, and the NFL's going to investigate that. And I know, you know, there's been no charges or anything like that, but the NFL still comes down on that kind of thing with suspension. And so now AB has the potential of a suspension over him. I was saying last week, I thought the Steelers might just cut him out right now. You know, it doesn't sound like today that's going to be the case, especially, you know, you go over to what happened in Cleveland. I mean, the Cleveland Browns just signed Kareem Hunt. So,
yeah,
you know, I mean, there are teams out there.
Need.
Yeah, I mean,
the last thing you need, man.
There are teams out there, though, that, you know, that will, you know, that feel like they're the team that can, you know, fix this problem. So hopefully the Steelers find
that. The Patriots just took Josh Gordon, so you know that they're going to be sitting here. We could do something with them.
Yeah, no, the Steelers can't trade him to the Patriots. I mean, can you even? I don't even know if I could watch football in 2019 if I had to watch Antonio Brown on the Patriots.
God, and imagine him being on the Patriots, them winning their seventh Super Bowl with Tom Brady and now Antonio Brown. It would be the biggest slap in the face in the history of Pittsburgh. You know, when it came to sports, if that happened, man, that would be wildest of wild.
So let's talk about how the Steelers can replace Antonio Brown. I mean, you can't replace Antonio Brown, but, you know, we saw, I guess, did we get a glimpse of the future of this Steeler offense without AB in week 17 of this year? You know, the Steelers offense against the Bengals really struggled in that last game. How much of that was, you know, the whole situation blowing up during practice that week? And, you know, was that a part of it, or did we just get a sense of what this offense is going to be like without AB and the struggles that it might have?
Part of it was the drama around it. I have to think that that's part of it. But I think another part of it is, you know, you look at the offensive hero of that game, and it was Juju Smith-Schuster with the touchdown that he got. I mean, it was just simply a dump off pass that Ben Roethlisberger threw to him, and Juju just beat his man. You know, I look at the rest of that they still have a great offense, and that. You know, I foresee them adding some depth to the interior with BJ Finney moving up to replace Ramon Foster, if that's a thing. But you know, they got that. But this is the issue that they're running into right now is they were at least they could boast that they had a great running back and a great receiver followed by some, you know, mediocre players. Now you're down to Juju Smith-Schuster. I have the grades coming out this Thursday for DKPittsburghSports.com on all the Steelers wide receivers. I go in depth. I don't just do over broad strokes grades like everyone else does. I like to break down game by game, point by point, how I've rated them throughout the year. Antonio Brown is the highest rated Steeler on the team, but Juju Smith-Schuster was the second, was right behind him. I had him as the fourth or fifth best Steeler, you know, this year. And as far as grades every game, but and both of them, you know, Antonio Brown got like an A+. Juju was close to an A+. He like had like an A, but behind them, the next highest grade really was like a C from James Washington. And that's really where a lot of this is going to show is, can James Washington grow with Ben Roethlisberger and make a huge leap? And on top of that, they need a threat. They need a guy on the other side of the field or in the slot that's a dangerous weapon that can either burn you deep or make the crazy slasher plays that make it tough to stop underneath. It's not Ryan Switzer. It's not Eli Rogers. It's certainly not Justin Hunter or Darius Heyward-Bey. And those were the other guys that they were relying on this year. So I think the Steelers, they need to look at people like Chris Conley. He's a free agent going to be coming off of the Chiefs. And he's a guy that has some deep speed to him. And he can be a playmaker for you and not be the guy you rely on and just be a guy that takes advantage of one-on-one matchups. But at the same time, you can't afford to just rely on that. I think that the Steelers are going to end up having to use a draft pick on a wide receiver, not early, but I would say in the, you know, maybe in the third round, maybe in the fourth round, or even the fifth round, just to bolster that depth, presuming that they say Antonio Brown's not coming back. And this is the funny thing, you know, and I've seen several people say this, and Dale Lally just wrote about this today. Just because Antonio Brown says he wants to be traded does not mean the Steelers are going to do anything in particular. They don't care what he thinks. All they care about is what's good for the team. Now, granted, yeah, getting him away would be good for the team right now, because I think he comes back in that locker room, like you were saying earlier, it's going to be problems. Yeah. I think there's going to be people that are going to be looking around like, yo, what is this? This guy literally gave us the middle finger last year. But at the same time, you know, it's the realities of how this situation's going to play out, man. There's a lot of things to calculate. I still say if they can get a high draft pick for him, go get it. But they're going to need to invest at wide receiver in free agency and in the draft, because you still need a young guy. And I think they really need a burner, you know, some guy that gives you that Martavis Bryant type of impact from his rookie season.
Yeah, Ben's always liked the tall receiver. You know, he loved Plaxico, yes, Burress back in his early in his career. It does feel like, I guess, this offense still has a room for that, because, you know, without AB, you're missing a starting outside guy. So, you know, yeah, you talked about James Washington. I mean, the guy had 16 catches, 217 yeah, yards last year. Okay, let's throw this Antonio Brown thing out for a second. Did the Steelers already have a need at wide receiver going into this offseason before Antonio Brown?
I thought so. I mean, at least in the – but not in the sense they needed to get a guy that could be the playmaker. They needed a guy that could cut people up. They if Antonio Brown was still here, they would need a guy that could come in for James Washington, or if Juju or Brown were hurt, could be the third guy with James Washington and either Juju or AB. But through all that, if they had found a guy that they could count on, sort of what they expected Justin Hunter to be, just to be the spell guy that could occasionally make the big play and get open and take the top off of a defense, that's what they really needed. But now, you know, with the specter of the AB situation, that need is promoted even higher, because I would have ventured that they would have definitely just spent like a fifth round pick on a flyer on a wide receiver that people were overlooking and thinking like, oh, you know, maybe he won't be available. Maybe like a Terry McLaurin from Ohio State. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you look at that now, that has to get bumped up. And now you're looking at, you know, maybe they do got to go get somebody in this draft. And it sucks for their development, because they needed to get somebody at inside linebacker, at cornerback, maybe at edge rusher, maybe at safety, definitely at running back, I think. And now that priorities list just gets shifted all around even more.
Yeah. Does this. Okay. So, I mean, we're talking kind of like for like here, you know, replacing AB with another wide receiver. You and I had talked in the past about, you know, using this AB thing to, I mean, you were already talking about, you know, not reinventing the offense, but gearing the offense more around the running game, right? Yeah. Does this potentially open the door for the Steelers to, you know, to take a Josh Jacobs in this draft? You know, let's say it's, I mean, it probably, hopefully not at 20, but let's say it were, you know, if the Steelers were to get an early second round pick for Antonio Brown. I mean, does this open the door for the Steelers to kind of reinvest in the running game? Yes, they're going to need wide receivers. And, like, you know, you talked about some of the free agents that are out there, and they can do that. But this also may open the door for a running game, no? Or a running back, I should say.
No, I absolutely agree. I still think they need to take a running back. You know, I don't know if it should be Josh Jacobs. I think that they need to get a speed guy. And I think I might have said this on your show before. But my view is that they need a guy that's going to be explosive. And you know, it's if they're gonna get a guy that's going to, it needs to be a guy that complements Connor or can be the guy that starts over Connor. I keep saying, man, Bryce Love has fallen so far down the boards. You never, if they can afford to just take a flyer on a Bryce Love in the third, fourth, or fifth rounds, because people are, I mean, he is just dropping because of his ACL injury. And I know that's a risk, but you look at like the way that some people have come back from that, like Jalen Smith for the Cowboys. I mean, imagine if Bryce Love were to return, were to be picked up by the Steelers, and then you have a real thunder and lightning package. That's something that I think that there's that adds possibility to this offense, because you don't necessarily need the every down back, because you do have James Conner, and he did have success in 2018. But maybe you need the speed back. Maybe you need the guy that's going to complement him or scare people in different ways, or a guy that you can line up at the same time and say, hey, you know, you're going to have to honor him. You know, Benny Snell Jr. seems like a good option. You know, Darrell Henderson from Memphis. The guy is extremely explosive. He's down on people's thing because he's undersized, you know, and they don't need a size running back because James Conner is the power, can run with power. They need a guy that's a home run hitter. And if they can get a Henderson, if they can get a guy that can scare people with his speed and sort of Willie Parker-esque with, you know, hit a gap and he's taking you for 80 yards, that adds another weapon to your offense. And that allows Ben Roethlisberger to not have to think as much as like, you know what, we're going to rely on the run game here and let our guys win something without me having to process 30 different things at the same time because I'm throwing, you know, 50 times a game.
Let me throw another wrench in this situation. What about tight end? I know the team has Vance McDonald, and he was very good. And I think, you know, when we talk about how are you going to match the productivity, right? Because what the Steelers are really replacing here with Antonio Brown is you need to replace, you know, 100-plus catches a year, 1,200-plus yards a year, and 10 touchdowns, right? And I think this is really going to open the door, hopefully, for Vance McDonald a little more. But what about, you know, this is a very tight end-heavy draft up top. The Steelers are, you know, they're a multiple tight end team at times, especially with Vance and Jesse James. Does this open the door potentially? I mean, this isn't a top-heavy wide receiver draft. It is a deep draft, but this is a very top-heavy tight end draft. Yes. Do you think that's a possibility at all?
It's a possibility. You know, Jesse James, I think he's up for a contract this year. Of course, they love Vance McDonald, but it would be really nice to have a double threat at tight end, because then that presents the whole, you can run a little bit more, but then you're scared because you got two tight ends that could take your head off. You know, everyone's going to be talking about Noah Fant from Iowa, or Irv Smith from Alabama. But I mean, even if you took a Hockenson, you know, the other guy from Iowa, it's funny, I think if you can add a guy, and since so many of these tight ends now are just straight up, they're weapons, they're not even blockers anymore. They're just going to go get the ball for you. Those type of guys, they do kind of let you expand your offense a bit. Now, Jesse James has become a very, decent and adequate tight end and someone that you can rely on, to get the yards when they're there. but you need a guy that scares people. That safeties say he's on the field. We gotta account for him the way that people would for Antonio Brown. Now, of course, you're not gonna get anybody that does that like Antonio Brown. But you know, if you get a guy that attracts the attention away from Juju, away from your running game, and away from James Washington, and opens up those opportunities, that's the kind of guy you need. And this is what the Steelers have lived on: is best player available. If there's a tight end that can do that, and he's available. And you don't see any guy above him that can boost your defense, go get him, you know, because you do need weapons on to make this offense work. And maybe going with that package, with a double tight end would help them a little bit more. Because then again, like I said, you want to catch people with more play action, more ground game, and base yourself off of that. That's one way to do it, is to get bigger but still have threats to beat people in the passing game.
All right, let's finish up with this. The Steelers, without Antonio Brown, clearly are not going to be a better football team. They're going down talent wise. You look across in what's happening in Cleveland now, and we talked about them bringing in Kareem Hunt. I know this is kind of blasphemous to ask this question, but are the Steelers even the best team in the AFC North anymore?
I mean, well, they're not right now because the Ravens won the division.
Well, okay, but it's interesting, right? Because yes, they won the division, but the Ravens aren't as talented as the Steelers. I mean, we can agree on that, right?
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. If we're talking about roster wise, yes, the Steelers would have that. If I were to say, that's funny. Yeah, if I were to look at the rosters up and down without Antonio Brown and without any other additions, because that's the thing, is if they lose Antonio Brown, it's unfair to grade them without whatever they do to replace him, because you know that if they're just getting it, they're not going into the next season with Antonio Brown gone and nothing done to make the offense look differently.
Right. But what's the best case scenario? Like Golden Tate? You know what I mean? Is Golden Tate the best wide receiver out there? You know, you brought up Chris Conley. You know, if you bring in Chris Conley.
I mean, you bring in Chris Conley, I'd still wouldn't, you know, I'd still say that Juju Smith-Schuster might be the best receiver left in the AFC. Well, AJ Green, of course, he got hurt this year. That's why he pops out of my mind. I know Jarvis Landry is very, very good, but to me, Juju Smith-Schuster does a lot of things that can place him all over the field, while Jarvis Landry's primarily really good in the slot. But Juju Smith-Schuster has elevated his game. Now, well, how he'll do in double teams, that's another question to ask. But you add another weapon at wide receiver and another weapon at running back, then maybe they wouldn't be. But as of right now, yeah, with Antonio Brown, you know, I'd look at the rosters and I'd say, man, it's really exciting to see what Cleveland's got going on there, because they got an aggressive defense. They have Baker Mayfield at quarterback that's learning and that could grow. And they got Jarvis Landry, they got Nick Chubb, and now they got, you know, they got Kareem Hunt, even if he might not play because, you know, that's a suspension looming.
That's coming too.
Right. And I don't think that Antonio Brown necessarily is going to get suspended for whatever the situation was with his ex, because the police report and everything that's going on there, it seems to, and the fact that there were no files charged, or charges filed, sorry. That leads me to think that maybe that won't go as some people think it will. But if more incidents come out, I can totally see that, you know, something along those lines happen with Antonio Brown. And this is where I think a lot of people should pay attention, Tony. If Antonio Brown messes up too many times there and he does get suspended, then his guaranteed money comes into question. And then I think I'm not a contract aficionado of how the NFL's collective bargaining agreement works, but I do believe there are measures that would allow a team to not pay a player their guaranteed money if they violate certain parts of the collective bargaining agreement. And part of that would be, you know, acts unbecoming of a player. I think they came out with Leonard Fournette with something that he did a little while back. But, you know, I'm not an expert in that because I haven't studied that too much. But I do think that if that kind of stuff continues, the throwing stuff off of a balcony and reports like that and him pushing a woman to the ground, you know, if those things continue, then you might get there. But as it stands right now, I wouldn't worry about that being a thing and that possibly becoming something that helps the Steelers. But as far as the roster question, I do think the Browns are pointing up. They're confident. They just missed the playoffs. I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to have a great second year, but he proved me wrong just by having the rookie year that he had. So yeah, I'd say the Browns are on their way. You know, I still don't believe in the Bengals and the Ravens. They're the Ravens. They're going to try and figure stuff out. But again, let the Steelers revamp. They're going to try and reload and do something in the offseason. And who knows, maybe you're talking about they trade up and they get a really good player in the draft that bolsters their defense. And now their defense is a top 10 unit, in all their rankings. And you're talking about a team that doesn't have to score 30 points a game to win.
That would be, yeah, I would love that. It just feels like things are just going in. I mean, you know, over the past, 2 months, right, we've seen this team basically implode from the inside with this whole AB situation. The Patriots have tied the Steelers for most Super Bowl wins, and you've got the Cleveland Browns, which just continue to amass talent. Now, you know, I talked about this yesterday on the podcast. The Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb backfield is interesting on paper, and it's interesting in Madden. But I don't know, you know, there's only one football. Madden. You know, the Steelers had this problem with Le'Veon Bell and you know, whoever the backup was, right? And look, none of the backups were as good as Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt, but you did have the problem of you didn't want to take Le'Veon Bell off the field. And I don't know, you know, you have Kareem Hunt back there. Do you really want to take Kareem Hunt off the field? And Nick Chubb, with as good as he was, do you want to take him off the field at times? It's an interesting problem Cleveland's going to have there. But boy, oh boy, you know, we're talking, we go from this team goes from being a title contender, and now I don't even know that they're the best roster in their own division. It's, what a slide this team has gone on in just a couple months.
But again, it all depends on where things go in this offseason. If this team finds a way to add on offense and add on defense, maybe they find other ways to be competitive. You got to consider how young guys might step up, like James Washington, Terrell Edmonds. And you see the continued progress of TJ Watt, but yeah, man, I do think it's an incredible slide to see. And it's so crazy because everything that's happened has not been on the field.
Right.
Yeah. It's been off the field. And like, I've brought this up with a few people that have tried to say Antonio Brown, you know, yes, Antonio Brown is the source of these problems, but then people start to tie this back into this is why they missed the playoffs. I'm like, no. Antonio Brown was the best player on the field for this team throughout 2018. But that, and the reason that they missed the playoffs is because they turned the ball over too much, and that did not have anything to do with his contributions or his issues off the field. That was because of individual mistakes by different players at the wrong times.
Right.
You know, and that's where I think people need to rein it in, because people are stretching this out to be much bigger than it is. But that's the interesting part of the slide that you're talking about, is that it is all since it is the specter of losing the guy that was voted as the second best player in all of the NFL in the top 100 last year on NFL Network by his fellow teammates. It's pretty crazy, but it's the NFL, man. You know, look at where the Seahawks were just a few years ago. They had a window. They had the Legion of Boom. They had Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch. Everyone thought, man, this team could be around for a while. Now they have lost that entire crew outside of Russell Wilson, and now they're trying to rebuild and get back to that point. You look at even the Jaguars, a team that they invested high. They went and got their superstars, and then all of a sudden, you know, they you see that their cores are already starting to take a hit. Windows close extremely fast in the NFL. The Steelers need to do something.
Unless you're the Patriots.
Unless you're the Patriots. Well, that's Tom Brady, man.
Right.
I have a question for you. I know you asked me all the questions. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Does the Patriots quote unquote dynasty, is there one that expands from 2001 to 2019, or is there two that was 2001 to 2004 and 2015 to 2019?
Yeah, it is. There's multiple in there, right? Well, I mean, there's also the 2000 and when did Randy Moss get there? Because then there's that part of the dynasty.
But they didn't win a Super Bowl. That's the thing.
And the craziest part is, I think that team's the best. I think that team is the best of the three teams.
Right. That's the craziest part.
Their best team didn't even win a Super Bowl.
And they went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. And my whole point in asking you this is, people, we got Dale Lally and I got, you know, we had some spirited discussions with some of our subscribers on DKPittsburghSports.com. And so a lot of our subscribers were saying, oh, this dynasty stretches over 18 years. I'm like, it literally cannot if it's if they didn't win for 10 seasons. And the only player that's on the roster from those from the first group of Super Bowls is Tom Brady. That's a completely different team. That would be like if Ben Roethlisberger were to win next year and they said, oh, that's the same team as the 2005 Steelers. No, it's not. It's not even close.
Right.
More than 2008 Steelers. You know, it's like, man,
but yeah, I mean, their continued success and their, you know, the fact that they're in the AFC Championship game every single year and they're always in the Super Bowl. It has been an incredible run for that team.
It's why I've always been impressed by Bill Belichick and the way that he calls a game, the way that he sees things. I mean, like I've brought up before, when he was the defensive coordinator for the Giants, he solved the K-gun offense of the Bills back in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Tom Brady, the guy is the best processor of defenses that I have ever seen. And I look at that and I still say, man, even in that Super Bowl where they only scored 13 points, the way he was able to just take what was being given to him and not make the huge mistake in the big moments of the game, that's what makes him so great. And you put those two together, you're going to win.
And then boy, have they ever. All right, Chris, thanks for coming on. Let people know where they can find your work.
Hey, everybody. Again, my name is Chris Carter. I'm at Carter Critiques on Twitter. Follow me anytime. I do follow back. Hit me up with any questions you got. I am the analyst, NFL analyst for DKPittsburghSports.com. Check me out there. I have Carter's Classroom and several other features that we do there regularly on DKPittsburghSports.com. You can also follow our coverage of the Pirates and the Penguins and the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, our local soccer team, where we're covering all things Pittsburgh all the time.
All right, Chris, we'll have you back in a couple weeks here as we start draft. I'm going to start doing the draft coverage heavy in March. So I'll have you back then.
Awesome, dude. Can't wait.
All right. Thanks again to Chris for coming on, and always love having him on and his perspective on this situation. I do want to correct one thing I said there at the end in listening back to this conversation and the whole the Browns have a better roster than the Steelers. What I wanted to say there is to call it into question, right? Not necessarily make a declarative statement to say the Browns have a better roster than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think there's an open question. I think that question is going to continue on in this offseason. You know, the Steelers losing Antonio Brown, losing one of their best, their best offensive player, no doubt about it. How are they going to replace him, and how is this offense going to stay up to par? Because when you look at what Cleveland's doing, they are amassing talent. As much as, you know, I may not be a fan of the Kareem Hunt thing from an offensive game plan perspective, you cannot deny that if there were an injury to Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt, you know, the other one can pick up the slack there. So the Browns are amassing a very good roster. It's going to be interesting to see as we get into 2019, do the Steelers match up talent-wise with the Cleveland Browns? They're still, from a veteran perspective, understanding how to win. You know, the Steelers still have the upper hand there. But yeah, it's going to be an open question, I think, all offseason about are the Steelers still the best team roster-wise in the AFC North. Tomorrow on the show, John Ledyard will join me to talk about his 7-round mock draft. You can find that over at thedraftnetwork.com. We'll also talk about some of the wide receivers in the draft that the Steelers could be getting to replace Antonio Brown. We'll do that tomorrow right here on Locked On Steelers.